How to raise an Argentine ant colony? The ultimate guide. Finally, we will close this article with one of my favorite sections. If you are like us, you may have wondered what it would be like to have your own colony of Argentine ants. And I'm glad you asked this question because, for many people, this would be something unusual. However, we are not like many people, we are fans of ants. Next, we will teach you how to start your own ant colony, feed your ants, grow the colony, and even take better care of your new family. By the end of this article, I promise you'll be an ant care pro and understand why millions of us have decided to collect these amazing animals. Chapter 1, Getting Started in Argentine Ant Keeping. Over the years, one of the most frequently asked questions is, what is a good ant species to start with? And the answer to this simple question is just as simple. We advise you to get any ant that lives around your house. Because? The number one reason is the weather. One of the number one mistakes new ant collectors make is buying ants on sale pages simply because they seem interesting or we like their appearance. But the truth is that ants are delicate animals that can be affected by factors such as food, water quality, or climate. If we buy an ant that eats specific foods or lives in particular environments, we will have many problems with its development, and it could even die. Another reason that is one of the most important is that if we get tired or consider that, we cannot have our ants with us. We can release them in the garden, and they will continue their development without negatively impacting the environment or local fauna. That said, to start, we need a queen ant, which will lay all the eggs and keep the colony growing for years. How to get an Argentine queen ant? Let's say you want an Argentine ant farm since this article is about Argentine ants. In this case, we first need to know the correct time of the year when the Argentine ants leave the nest in search of a new colony. As mentioned in previous sections, queen ants have times of the year when they come out to colonize. This is known as ant day and varies depending on the species. In the case of Argentine ants, their migrations will take place in spring when the area is very dry, but if the area is humid and rainy, the other hand, it will be during the summer. How to identify an Argentine queen ant? Queen ants have wings during the colonization period. If they have already lost their wings, they can also be identified by their size, which is larger than the other Argentine ants. The section of the thorax is regularly more prominent. You must remember that an ant with wings has not yet mated, so if you have identified an area with queen ants, you should let them mate, and when they have lost their wings, they will be ready to be captured. Time for a queen ant to start a new colony. Once the new queen is ready to find a new colony, it will wander. This will start a wander between holes and cracks. This unusual behavior means it is looking for the right place to start the colony. As we already mentioned, another positive sign is if it has lost its wings. Capture the Argentine queen with care. The essential thing at this point is the delicacy of handling the queen ant. For example, a photographic roll or a test tube would be suitable places to transport it to its new home. We will have to ensure that our ant has enough water through a wet cotton ball. It will also help us to take a few tablespoons of soil belonging to the area where we found our Argentine queen so that she feels more comfortable.